It's Friday and it's time for Stu's Reviews. Brought to you by Auto Taylor Automotive Repair Specialist. Stu Wright, one of my favorite people in the whole world. Who I like to affectionately call Little Britches. Stu Wright, right here on Pirate Radio.
I was going to make a short joke, but I don't want to stoop to his level. Good morning, Little Bridges.
Hi, Matt.
It would be out of the ordinary if we didn't make some kind of a short joke.
A Little Bridges joke. What'd you bring?
Oh, a BMW 2021 330E. It's got some electrification in there.
Look at that. A car I'll never afford.
Plug-in hybrid.
BMW 33R. Well, I'm going to go. We're going to go take a look at this hybrid. When you say hybrid.
It's a plug-in hybrid.
It's a plug-in, but it does.
It's not all electric. Miles and then
okay.
It's like a Volt.
Okay. Come back and tell you all about it. Little Britches is here. Stu's Reviews. Don't go anywhere. Here's David Gates news. We went outside and took a look at this 2021 BMW, and Little Britches is here to tell us all about it. Go ahead, Stu.
Okay, well, you noticed it was white. That's called Alpine White. Metallic paint, very pretty, very stately looking, with cognac? Vamaska. I don't know what that means, but it's kind of a tan interior. It's very sexy looking. Five-passenger car, about the size of a Taurus, a Ford, or something like that. And it's all leather inside with heated buckets. Now, up front is a 2-liter four-cylinder engine with 255 horsepower. It's very fast. 0-60 in 5.8 seconds.
Wow.
And the reason it's so fast, it's got electric power in there, too. This is a plug-in hybrid, so you can plug it in and get 23 miles out of town, and then the gas engine takes over and takes you another maybe 350.
Do you got to get a special outlet for these cars at your house?
No, I plugged it in the garage outlet overnight to get it charged up.
So he can drive it 23 miles.
Right. And a Volt, you know, you can go further than that, 40 or 50 miles.
So you can make it to, darn near make it to downtown Fort Collins from here. Wow! That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about stopping over there to get it charged because it's got a big, 10.6-gallon gas tank. But that electric motor in there gives it extra oomph, so that's why it's such a fast car. And it's got a nice trunk, 13.2 cubic feet inside in the trunk. Navigation and radar cruise control. It's got a big moonroof on the roof. 205-watt stereo with 10 speakers in there. Sounds great. Now, that's a gas mileage rating is 28 miles a gallon. And with that 10-gallon tank, I suppose you could drive almost 300 miles, something like that. It says 346 on the dashboard. I don't quite understand. Maybe it's doing better than 28.
Does the electric part of the car... When you're driving it, does it power back up that battery?
It does.
Okay.
It's a hybrid. It's like a Prius with a that you could plug in.
Well, then
Prius,
they
make a plug-in Prius.
Okay.
So that'd be similar to this, except not near as sporty. Doesn't handle near as good. This is a very sporty car with the M Sport package built into it. Floor-mounted gear shift, which is kind of an electronic gadget-type deal, like a Buick Enclave.
Gotcha.
I mentioned transmission. Maybe I didn't mention 8-speed automatic. Now, this kind of oddball deal. In electric mode, you stomp on it, and you can feel it shifting. So they run the electric motor through the 8-speed transmission. Other cars don't do that. It's just electric. It's all smooth. The shifting's kind of neat. It's got all the fancy technology in there, like blind spot monitor and lane change alert. It actually it'll drive itself on the highway as long as there's stripes on the highway.
What's cross traffic alert?
That's looking in the rearview mirror. So if you're backing out, it actually will stop the car.
It will stop. That's what I was wondering. Okay.
And it give you a tone too.
Very cool.
Big 19-inch black and silver 10-spoke wheels on there with the Bridgestone Turanzas 225/40/19. So it's quite a handler.
Almost $6,000 federal tax credit. Gee.
Yeah, this costs $3,000 more than a gas-powered 330i BMW, but you get the tax credit if you're a taxpayer, and it ends up making it cheaper than the 330i. So they basically throw in that electric power,
right.
Give you the extra power to accelerate.
So 59,000 or almost, it's about, let's just say 60 grand.
Yeah, it's real close to 60.
And then you take the 6 grand off. What were your payments, BG?
Yeah, well, the tax credit will actually come back.
Oh, that,
come
yeah,
back
that won't be part
year,
of it, right?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And then I'm curious of whether that would work as... So let's say you owed $4,000 in taxes. You got $6,000. Will they cut your check back for $2,000? Do you know, is that how that works? Or will that be carried over?
Carried over, carried forth.
Yeah, so you never really actually get the cash.
I think a lot of dealers will take the tax credit and give you a better
so
break
payments,
on the car.
The payments are actually pretty affordable. If you're looking on a weekly basis, they're only $250 a week. If you want the full month, it's about $1,100 a month.
Okay. Well, it's a beautiful car. It's just expensive.
What a sound. I think you could lease it for $750, you think, George?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's still $750.
So this car and what was the other car you brought the other day?
Oh.
The Lexus?
Toyota Camry.
The Camry. So this is...
Wednesday.
Okay, so you're going to have all this up on your review on Wednesday.
You bet.
Awesome.
StuWright.com.
Thank you, Stu. We appreciate you, little britches. You take care now.
I appreciate you guys.
You've been listening to my friend, Stu Wright. Little britches. Stu's Reviews brought to you by Auto Taylor, automotive repair specialist, located at 1011 16th Street in Greeley. Phone number 353-3401.